Weiter in Shastweer and Zvachim Daf Zion. Pick up on Vavamabes, about the page 2, 4, 6 lines up. Last one in line. Amar Le Rav Yosef Rav Shmuel Rav Papa. We just left off with an answer that is contingent upon the fact to say that Lev Beis Din Masneh, that Beis Din has the ability to go ahead and make a Tanai about the Karbonos Sibor, and that their Kedusha can be conditional. That's what we just left off saying. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Shmuel, Beder Rav Shmuel, Rav Papa, Umiyas Lev Rav Shimon, Lev Beis Din Masneh Lev? Does he really hold such a concept that Lev Beis Din able to be to make a condition of a kedusha? From Rav Yehuda bar Avin, Amram Rav Yitzchak, Amram Rav Yochanan, to me then Shlohutzchak the Tzibor, in reference to a carbon tamid that are not needed for the Tzibor, beep, turn the page. Zion Amad Alf. Lev Rav Shimon ain niftim tamimin. According to Rav Shimon, they can't be poda in a state of before they actually have any sort of mum, right? If it's good, it's good. According to the Chamim, you can pose them even when they don't have a mum. Clearly, because they have the opinion that you can actually be master. You can make it a Tanai in them, the leftover stuff. Then you can remove the Kedusha from them, and it's not a problem. It comes out over here. The Rishima does not accept this principle over here that Lev Dei Beis Din is Masneh. And so therefore, Rishima can't be saying that the Beis Din is delaying the goats, the designation until it's carbon on Shavuos, which again is how we left off with. So this is a Gemara. Okay, we got a bit of a problem over here. The Ode, but then we go furthermore. We said not only that, it's also not possible to say that the kapara of the second goat of Shavuos, of the second sari in Shavuos, is limited to tuma that happened between the time the first one was designated and the time that the second one. And the second one, like we thought originally, because Ha, Boyumine Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zera, Siri Atzeres, the Seir of the two of them of Atzeres, Shekibel Daman, Mishtei Kosos, if they were, you accept the Shechita of them, the blood in them, two different cups at the same time, right? You shech both of them at the same time, and the blood getting received in two different Klisharis, Menizak Damash Rishon, and you go and you throw the blood of the first one, Sheni Lamahuba, what do I need the second one to come for? Rav Shimon, is it going to be Mechaper for things that happen after the Shechita of the first? Altuma Sheora, Bein Zrika Shalzeh Lezeh. And he answers, yep, the second one's coming to be Mechaper for stuff that happened between the two of them. Ad kan lo mi bai le ela seidelach shchita. Rav Yirmiyah is only asking in reference to the positive mitzvah that was violated after the shchita. Avala seidelach afrasha lo mi bai le. But a reference to the being violating the assay after designating, he didn't even ask a question about that, right? For sure, that's going to be a mechaper for such a thing, and therefore you can't say the Rav Shimon's statement that the Brisa refers to isurim that are done between the two of them. Dilma, says the Gemara, well, maybe, imtim salomar kamar. Really, what was going on, perhaps, right, that second question over here, he was asking, like, imtim salomar, if you want to say that a carbon can be mechaper for things that are done after it's designated, so it can also be mechaper for things that are committed after shchita. Rav Yirmiyah was not clear that a carbon can be mechaper for things done after it was already designated. Period. Now, Yitmar, Toda Sheshachta L'Shem Todas Chavero. Right, we said that it's carbon Toda that Shechted for the sake of his friend's Toda. Rabbi Merkshero says it's kosher. He's Yotzei Yitzchof. Right, this is not called a Shinoi Kodesh. Rav Chista Rav Psul, he says, no, it's going to be no good. You're not chayev. You didn't fulfill your obligation, because he says it is shina kodesh. I said it's also the bayis shina kodesh. It's considered shina kodesh. Therefore, lo also the bayis. It's not going to work. Rabbi Mekshir said it's kosher because toda l'shem todesh kodesh. It was shechted. It was a toda. It was shechted for toda. V'chasam b'psula l'shem shlamim didei ba'inan. It says we need it to be that it's shechted for the sake of a toda, that's his own shlamim. Shechted for his friend's toda is considered for the sake of a different carbon altogether. Says Rashi, l'shem shlamim didei bo'ina d'chsev zevach toda shlamav. V'had de iflug betoda mishum de mina maisei Rabba Siyata Lemilse Mitab Abachana Numio Huaden Lashazvachim. So it's got to be for the sake of it, and therefore it's not going to be good. I'm a rabbi, I mean, Allah, where do I know this from? The time you're looking at a bride, so besides the shlama, b'yom ekriva zivcho, right? And what is it telling over here? The toda, it's talking about the toda as a type of shlamim. Abba Chanan, Abba Chanan, Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Badla Lamid, toda sheshachta, b'shem shabim ksheira. This is coming to teach that a toda that's shechted for the sake of a shlamim is going to be good. It's completely good, and the owner is even Yotzei Yischov. He's good with such a thing. You're good to go, says Rashi. Also, the Bailam. Shlomo Shel Hashem Toda Psulim. If you flip it, and it's not going to work. Rashi's Psulim is Lo Allah. My Hefresh means Zelazet. What's the difference between the two? Why is it works in the first, not the second? Because Toda Kuru Shlomo. A Toda is called Shlomo. Vein Shlomim Kuru Toda. But a Shlomo is not called a Toda. So get it straight. A Toda, 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 can be Shlomo. But not a shlamim is a toda. Now, shlamim l'shem toda psula. The Bryce says that a shlamim l'tzam for the sake of a toda is no good. A toda l'shem toda is going to be ksheira, which means a toda for the sake of that is going to be good. Yeah. And therefore, if we did it a toda for somebody else, it's going to be good. My love, the chavre, isn't it talking about where he's doing it for his friend? It's just lola the day. We're talking about a case where a toda was shechted for another toda that someone has to be doing for himself. Rashi says, "V'af b'shlo bo alo doya achas dar ba'a tzrichin lahodos kidar minim mebracha." So there's four different types of things a person is doing for a carbon toda. A person got out of prison. A person got out of sickness. Crossed over a sea. Goes over a desert. But still, it's going to be yotzei for that. Aval de chavrei, my, what's going to be the case if he did it for somebody's friend? If he shechted the toda, his toda for his friend, then in such a case, psula. It's got to be puzzle. Hold on. If that's true, I would tell shlomim l'shem toda psula. Instead of saying that a shlomim done for a toda psula, just let's say toda l'shem toda. Say a toda is done for a toda. If a toda for a toda is going to be good, obviously a shlomim for a toda is going to be no good. And for the Gemara, no. Shlomim l'shem toda di day itzuchle. The reason the Bresa didn't say like you want to say is because the Bresa said that they teach the din of a shlomim that was shechted for the sake of his own toda. Right? That sakat chamina mi the toda kriy shlamim, just like a toda is called a shlamim, shlamim not mikriy toda. Therefore, it must be that a shlamim is called the toda. Chishachet lulu shem toda lichshu should be good. Come on, shlamim is going to tell you, no, I don't care. Shlamim is not a toda. Toda can be shlamim. Shlamim is not a toda. It was not going to work. Amar Rava, Rava says chatos sheshachta l'shem chatos ksheira. V'chatos is shechted for the sake of v'chatos, it's good. Rashi says kegon chatos chilav shetuch l'shem chatos dam. You give v'chatos for a chilav, v'chatos for dam. We do it for that ksheira. V'olsalo enid motzi you. You're good to go. L'shem ola psula, but v'chatos done for an ola is going to be possible. Rashi says psula legamri. Can it not? Chutz min a pesach v'chatos, except for chatos na pesach. Pesach chatos. Right? The original Mishnah said they need their own shtickle Torah. My time, what's the reason? What's the reason? V'shachet osa l'chatos v'rechmanu. The pasuk says that you gotta shecht it as a chatos. For a chatos, shem chatos nishcha. And the first because the chatos was shechted for the sake of chatos. L'shem ola psula, but it was shechted for the sake of an ola. That's gonna be pasul, like we learned in our Mishnah. Straight up in our Mishnah. Okay. V'yom Rava. Chatas sheshachta al mi shemechuyev chatas psula. A chatas that one shechted for the sake of someone who is chayev mi chatas is going to be puzzle. It was shechted for the sake of someone else. Shinoi bailim. Maybe they're also chayev de chatas. In that case, right? It was a changeover, and ain't no good. Al mi shemechuyev ola kshera. But if a chat is shechted for the sake of someone who's chayev to bring an ola, it's going to be kosher. My timer. The chiper alav. The Kohen is going to affect a kapara for him. Alav v'lo chaver, which we learn out that the Kohen is to do it for him, meaning the owner, and not for his friend. Chaveru dumi didei. But that means also his friend is going to be similar to him. Rebechuyiv kapara kamosu. That his friend requires the same type of kapara that he does. So, if the Kohen is going to bring the chatas with intent that it's going to be mechaper for another person who is also a chatas, then it's going to be no good. But if another person was chayv to bring an ola, the chatas is not invalidated. And now we're going to explain this a little bit more. V'yamarav chatas sheshachta al mi sheinu mechuyev klum. A chatas that one shechts for someone who's not chayv to bring anything. Because they're chayv any carbon. psula, no good. Shein lecha adam yisrael, shein mechuyev aseh. There's no person in Bnei Yisrael is not chayev for a kapara, for being over some sort of aseh over here. As she says, shelo avar aseh. Right, so now it makes him chayev to bring a chatas. V'amarava, chatas mechaper is chayev yaseh mikal v'chomer. A chatas is going to be mechaper for people that are over on aseis, and on aseh from mikal v'chomer. A chayev krisus mechaper is if a chatas is going to be mechaper for kares. A chayev yaseh lo kosh again. Of course, it's much worse. Of course, it's mechaper for. So this certainly is going to be mechaper for. So therefore, the chatas is also going to be mechaper for these mitzvahs asay the person violated by not doing them. Someone who violated a mitzvah asay and not yet kapara for, didn't get kapara, is considered to be under the same thing of a kapara as a person who has to bring chatas. Lemeimer the masmina he. So now you want to say it's the same category? Right, that the chiyuv to an ola is considered the same as a chiyuv to a chatas. Rashi says, "Lemeimer the aseh basamina the chatas e." Va'amar Rava says, "Chatas sheshachta al misha mechoyev chatas psula." If someone a chatas, right? If someone goes ahead, that one shechta for the sake of someone who's chayev to bring a chatas is no good. Al misha mechoyev ola k'shera. But if someone is chayev ola, then it's going to be kasher. So, right, if a person donates an ola to be mechaper for the mitzvah. But Rava said that shechting a chatas for the sake of a person who set aside an ola doesn't invalidate the chatas. It comes out that he considers someone who violated a positive commandment to be subject to a different kapara than someone who's chayev to a primary chatas. Beep, turn the page. Zayin Mabes. Over the Gemara, mikiva lo mechapra. Mikufya Chapra. Chatas is not going to give a regular type of kapara. Rather, says Rashi, chatas aseh. Mikufya, it's like a secondary type of kapara that comes off of it. But once a person is now mechayim himself to bring an ola, even the secondary, like side type of kapara is going to be attached to that ola. So for a chatas is no longer bringing him is not going to give him any sort of kapara, right, for the mitzvah saseh that he's violating, and therefore he's no longer in the same category for kapara as a person who's bringing echatas. V'yamarava, we have another din from Rava. Ola sheshachta shelo lishma. Someone who shechted an ola, not lishma, right, for a different carbon. Also, lizuk dama shelo lishma. Also, now throw the dam shelo lishma. Don't think you messed up and you can keep going with it. Ibayis emakra, ibayis emasvara. Ibayis emakra, you can see from the pasuk, it says, Moses vasecha tishmor. You got to do what you say, right? Like we've learned many times. Ibayis emasvara, you can say it's a svara. Shem the shani ba, kidereish pirkin. Right? Because of the fact, I mean, one change, you should make another change. No, you keep it to the ideal of what it's supposed to be. V'yamareva. Ola, haba, l'acher, misa. Gives an ola that's brought after the owner dies. Right? The owner died, and now the yarshim are bringing it. Shachta b'shinoi kodesh psula. One shachta with the intention for a shinoi kodesh for the different things. Psula, that's just lo olsa. Shachta yarsh al v'acher. It was in Yotze, if they bring another one. Shino b'ailem k'shera, but if you don't have a shino b'ailem, if you know it's the switch of the owner for somebody else, then it's going to be good. De'im b'ailem l'achem misa, because there's no b'ailem after the person's dead. Rabichas b'edu avam yomer, yesh b'ailem l'achem misa, there are b'ailem after misa. Who's that? The yarshim themselves. Rashi shayorish, hu b'aleh. Ooh, interesting. Remember, we had this conversation a few daf ago about whether or not the yarshim are kone the carbon. Now, says the Gemara. Amar le Rav Asher Pinchas Bein Rav Ami, Dafka ka'amar mar yish b'aylem lachemisa. Is he saying that he meant to say that there's an owner after the death? Ubay la Aisuye Ola Chriti. And the Yorish therefore is to bring another Ola if the inherited one was brought for another person, because now it's cheated by them. Or maybe you mean that since he owns it, if there are various types of assays that have to be dealt with, then the Ola is going to be mechaper for them. But if the Ola is brought for the sake of somebody else, then it's totally good and doesn't have to be replaced. Amalei dafka kamina. Says, no, I'm saying straight up to argue on him. Therefore, if it's offered for the sake of another person, then the Yorish is to bring another carbon. V'yamerava Ola Doroni. Ola is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. This is after he's forgiven for his Avera. It's given to Matar. Rashi says, Inu Bala Chaper Al Asay Kapara Mamish El Inu Bala Chaper Al Asay Kapara Mamish Ela Acher She Kapara Tshuva Al Asay Hiba Lak Palas Panim Adlam Shesarach Mamelech V'yitzeyu Hayde Praklitin Ukshpal Lahak Bil Panav Evi Dar Biado. He comes to say thank you, and he comes with the darim with a gift in his hands. Okay. Hey, Chidami. Now, this Ola, what exactly the case in which a person is going to get forgiveness through a Ola? Either like a tshuva, if there's no tshuva, then it's not going to work. Zevach Rishayim Tueva. The Pasuk says that that comes from a Rasha. Is a tueva, it's an abomination. Rashi says pasakuba mishle. Vidi ketshuva, and if there was tshuva, then it doesn't need to get any forgiveness. Atanya, with the Braisa, over al mitzvah sase v'shav, if someone violated mitzvah sase, and they does tshuva, lo zaz misham ad shemochan lo. Right, doesn't move from there until he's forgiven. You got that? Listen again. Vishav, someone violated Mitzvah Aseh, he's a Shuva. It's Mochalim immediately. Elish Mamina Doronhu. Comes from here, comes out that the Ola is a gift Hashem brought after you get Kapara. Here's a simon for the seven statements of Rav we just said. Chatas al mi mechaper ola la'achar doron simon. Okay, Tanya Nami Yachar Yosef Abraisu goes to support this last idea that we just said you get it immediately. Yomer of Shimon, chatas lamaba. Why is it chatas brought? Lamaba la'chaper, it's coming to be mechaper. Ela lamaba lefnei ola. Why is it brought before the ola? The prakach in nichnas. Because it's like someone who comes in to beg forgiveness from the king for his friend, for something that his friend did. And Rashi says, Melech Tov, Praklit is a Melech Tov. And Ritza Praklit, Nichlas Doron Acharav. Once this one comes, he gets acceptance from the king, the gift comes in after him. And this also, once gets forgiveness with the Schatas, he immediately gives a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the, what's known as the Ola. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Wah, wah, wee, wah. Takes back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We said, Kol hazvachim shenizvachu shelo l'shman. If it's not l'shman's chair, it's going to be good. Elo shelo alu l'bailim shibchov. Then Yosef Tichov is bringing another one. Chutz min ha-pesach v'chatas, which are going to be completely puzzled entirely. And it says over here, chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatas. Fracting more Pesach min all over the carbon Pesach, bein lemitzah bein la'akev, the chasakat tetech lo'osilam kishar, Rashi by the way, kishar zvachim, mishlamim, deluxi bahukra. We don't learn out, so other psukkah, we made a whole hekish that all the different carbonos are going to be kosher even if they're not done for the right reasons, and this is not written in that pasuk, the Zos Torah, this rabbi calls zvachim in the mitzvah. So therefore, Pesach we know they're going to be not good. It's not going to be. It's going to be possible. They'll say if Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, says too, observe the month of the springtime. Asis a Pesach and do the Pesach. You call Asiosav Shem Pesach that all of it should be done for the sake of Pesach. It's got to be done in Shema. Ask on Shire Kodesh could be fine if it's on Shire Kodesh. Shire Bayim no, and how does Shire Bayim also is going to be no good? Because it says you shall say it is the Zevach Pesach, means Dafka the Pesach offering. And over here, when in fact it says Zevach, which is Shchita, she's Vichel Shem Pesach, it's got to be done in the Shem Pesach. It may be in Lishin HaKodesh, because we already learned that, Tamin l'shin abayim. Then we go out. It's left over. This is for shinoi bayim. It's got to be. If shadow is going to be no good. In fact, think about ashkel the mitzvah. So we find that yeah, it's ideal to do it for the right reasons. Akav binul. How do you know it's not even going to work? It's also the kuv. It's not even going to be valid at all. So it's pasuk. Amar kuv v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha. Right now, this extra pasuk over here is telling us that the pesach is offered for the wrong purpose. It's going to be no good. Maske flower of safra. Hi, v'zavachta hachidasa. You think you're using v'zavachta for that? Hi, mi boi lechid Rav Nachman. If you're Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Nachman. I'm a rabbi ravua. Minayin lamos ha-pesach chor v'shlamim. From where do we know that a leftover pesach is shechted as a shlamim? Let's say someone lost his carbon pesach and he put another one in place. That original is found. I don't even know it's used for a shlamim. Shedem v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem. Elokecha tzon u'bakar. Right, so what's the pasuk saying? Why does it say the word tzon? What's that? I'm sorry, bakar. Velo ein pesach ela mina kvasim u'mina izim. It's only from kvasim and from izim. The carbon pesach can only be brought from goats, right, from sheep or from goats, which is included in tzon. So why does it say the word bakar? Mikan lamosar pesach is coming for that. Shehila dover haba minatzon minabakar. That the leftover pesach, it should be brought as something, some type of carbon that comes from all types of tzon ubakar. Mind you, and what's that? Shlamim. Right, tzon is the only one that can be brought from any type of tzon, bakar, male, female, with the olin and asham, can only be brought from males. And most chattas are brought only from females, except for the chattas nasi. Therefore, that's what it's telling us. So since the pasuk needs to teach this din about the leftover pesach, it can't be used to teach anything else about the wrong intentions. So how do I know the carbon pesach is l'ikuva if it's done improperly? V'zavach the pesach l'kid Rav Nachman. Right? According to the following. Shamar is chodesh aviv l'mitzvah b'shinei kodesh. Right? When it says the pasuk, it's needed for Nachman's din about the leftover pesach. The pasuk, when it says, Shamor, guard, the month of the springtime, and do the Pesach, to teach the mitzvah, B'shinoi Kodesh, like we said earlier. From Akim Zeva Pesach, B'shinoi Bailam the mitzvah. Who, La'aki ben Hacha L'Hacha, when it says the pasuk, the word who in the pasuk, it's coming to be for both of those, right? To tell you, it's to prevent the Pesach from being valid, both here, when it's Shinoi Kodesh, and over there, right, Hasa, Hacha, Ve'Hacha, in the case of Shinoi Bailim as well. V'Ashkon Zvichas, okay, we found that in reference to Zvicha, Shar Vodos Binola, and Heder of the other Vodos also, that has to be done, the Shema, Hol V'Gali Gali, once Torah reveals, it reveals. Meaning, once the Torah taught us, it revealed to us that the din about a change of Shinoi Kodesh applies to other avodas. So we see also that of a Shinoi Bailam also applies to others. Avash Yamar Hal Vigali Gali Lor Mina. He says, we don't say that. Ela avodas minon. So where do we learn it from? Yosef Zosa Torah La'ola Vela Mincha. V'tanya, we learned a Braisa that teaches that the Pasuk after it says, Biyom Tzavoso is B'nei Yisrael L'hakriv. Korbanim. On the day of commanding the Bnei Yisrael to bring their korbanos. This pasuk is alluding to korbanos not mentioned in the previous pasuk, including them in the Hekesh to Shlamim, Zebechor, Maaser Pesach. It includes these. Yikisho Kosov, the Shlamim, Spimakshim to Shlamim. Ma Shlamim, just like a Shlamim, Bein Shin, Nikodos, Bein Shin, Abaylim. But inan the mitzvah, right? We need these. We're just like we shlamim. You have to have intent in regard to both these type of things, and a change of owner is a mitzvah. Af kol bein shinoi kodesh bein shinoi bailim the mitzvah, which is telling you that it's a mitzvah to do all of them. You know the avodas of Pesach and for a Pesach and for the sake of the shinoi for the proper carbon and for the proper owners. And then we say that it's like a shlamim in another way, that ma shlamim bein zvicha bein sharvodos lo chalakta bein behen the mitzvah. So also in the case of shlamim, you don't make a distinction between shechting and the other avodas in reference to the mitzvahs. A pesach lo tachav bo, You will not make a distinction between shechting and avos in reference to preventing it from being valid. In fact, Ella, who lamali? Why don't you do it? Who? Get the Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa. Remember, Pesach who b'shchita l'akev. It says by Pesach, it says who it is in that of shchita. Teach that its improper intention is going to prevent this the karma from being good. Aval asham lo nemar b'hu. It doesn't say who. Ella achar k'tar amurin. Haktar samurin. It only says that after the burning of the sacrificial parts, for who atzma lo hukturu emurav kasher, and themself is going to be good, even if it didn't get burnt at all. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.